Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Last night, I think quite a few people tuned into the comedy, the movie Dumb and Dumber. Quite a few people, radio talk show hosts, were tuned in to that great comedy, Dumb and Dumber, or Kamala Harris and Walls, Dana Bash. She's getting quite a bit of heat today. Not just Kamala, not just Walls. Excuse me, Dana Bash is getting quite a bit of flack. She had notes. I was listening to, well, I don't know if I should mention names, but the comment of the two individuals, one of the two that replaced Rush Limbaugh, mentioned that Dana Bash had a list of questions to ask in a short interview. Why would you need a list of questions? You normally, he stated that when he goes on to interview someone, he has two or three questions. Basically, that's the, like Tucker Carlson, just a few questions, but questions that would take time to answer. But Dana Bash, she asked questions like, softball, slow pitch type of questions. What would some of those questions be? Huh? Well, she didn't really ask these questions, but basically along this line, what is your favorite color? And Harris's response was crimson. What's your favorite animal? A snake. What's your favorite food? Insects. What do you want to be when you grow up? Undecided. Were you born a boy or a girl? Neither. What is your preference? Lizard. What was your favorite sport? Laughing. Do you play an instrument? A gun? Can you swim? Not sure. Where? These were the softball questions, basically, that Dana Bash was asking. It's pretty much ruined her career. She's kind of a joke. She didn't know what she was getting into. It's too late. You know, there was a song years ago, and I don't remember the group. It was Comma Chameleon. I think they had foresight that Kamala Harris would be president or would be running for president. And she is a Comma Chameleon, all right, for sure. I heard a clip that 4 years ago, she said that she would not allow or endorse fracking in Pennsylvania. And then last night she says absolutely she would basically endorse it. It would be, there would be no restrictions on fracking in Pennsylvania. Comma chameleon. Who was it that sang that? Dang, I can't remember. So anyhow, Dana Bash pretty much, I think, as much as the press is speaking, talking about the conversations are about Kamala and Walls and the stage, the way the stage was set up, from what I'm hearing, she looked like a little girl in a kindergarten classroom sitting at a big desk or at a big table. He was sitting in a monster chair. I'm going to have to spend time over the weekend diving into the depth of what happened last night. They destroyed themselves. Okay, now on a more serious note. Yeah, I had to sit and think about that. What is her favorite pet? Definitely a snake. She hangs around with snakes. Her favorite food? Definitely insects. Now, this was out of the Daily Mail. And I was just talking about this, I think, yesterday or day before. Inside the wild life of Justin Trudeau's party-loving mother and the Fidel Castro paternity rumors that won't go away, thanks to Donald Trump. These rumors have been circulating for quite a while. Rumors about Justin Trudeau's relationship with former Cuban President Fidel Castro once again surfaced, this time in Donald Trump's latest book. Fact checkers have long dismissed the claim that the Canadian Prime Minister is a son of the late revolutionary leader, and both governments have been pressed to say the link is bogus. But that's not stopped the former U.S. President and Republican hopeful from repeating the myth in his latest work, Save America. Trump spends some time with the subject, recounting, shedding light on his relationship with the Canadian premier, digs into the rumors of Margaret Trudeau's relationship in the 1970s, the scrutiny of her relationship with Castro around the time of her divorce, rippled through the internet in 2016. Rumors were largely debunked in 2018. Making Trump's 2024 revival of her alleged association unuseful. Well, we'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on America's FreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section, to the Present Truth site. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour of the program airs on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Trump said that there are signs of that Castro is Justin Trudeau's dad. And Trudeau, the son of the late former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and activist Margaret Sinclair, born in 1971, parents divorced 13 years later, and his father's last, during his father's last months in office in Canada. Trudeau, Margaret, would later admit in her 82 book, Consequences, she'd had affairs with actors Jack Nicholson, Ryan O'Neill, singer Lou Rawls, as a relationship with Trudeau broke down. She spent time with even Bjorn Borg, the tennis player, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. She became, again, with the Rolling Stones, top government officials, and Fidel Castro. Later, the relationships became the subject of a conspiracy theory after Castro's death. Now, I remember doing programs 3 years ago about the oldest boy, Fidelito, was Castro's oldest boy, and he died by suicide in 2018, and it is believed that he committed suicide because he didn't receive any attention, didn't have a good relationship with Fidel, and he did leave a note when he committed suicide that Justin is his half-brother. So for the naysayers, skeptics, this is documented. So anyhow, there were photos of Fidel holding Justin Trudeau in 1976 when Margaret and his wife, they took a trip to Havana. And in the photo, Fidel is earlier hugging Margaret. And then there's the photo of the three, Fidel, Margaret, Pierre, and the baby. And there's also speculation and thought. This was reported by Fox News 2 years, 3 years ago. And then it scrubbed it, that Ocasio-Cortez is the granddaughter of Fidel Castro. So that was out, published on Fox News. But right away, the next day, you couldn't find it. But I do have a copy of it. Why is this important? Because the world we're looking at isn't what you think, isn't what we think. Ocasio-Cortez, her dad was, if she is a granddaughter, her grandfather, the lineage, these especially political, what do you call them, travel through lineages. What's the word? Her possible grandfather's a communist. The spirit runs through families. The spirit of anti-God hate, anti-Christ thinking, communism. Government is God. It's very simple. The same with Justin. Government is God. Same with Fidel. Government is God. The people of the land should trust government. And America, we've done a great job. Great job. The people, local, county, state, federal handouts, the state is God. Okay, I had to mute my mic to clear my throat, and I forgot, and I didn't hit it, but I caught it, hope it didn't delay too long. So, Trudeau, I think I had told you about his son, Justin's son, Fidelito. I think he's little Fidel. So he dies in suicide in 2018. They find a note that Justin Trudeau is his half-brother. There's the speculation by Fox News that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is Fidel's granddaughter. And the spirit of communism runs through families. It's a spirit, an anti-Christ spirit. Communism, socialism, fascism, all these isms are anti-God, anti-Christ, and it runs through families. Now, that's just with the Trudeaus. There is a bigger scandal that has never been presented to the American people. Joseph Kennedy and his secretary, Lillian Gordy, having a relationship when she's probably just out of high school. I don't think she was 20. And she'd had an affair with Joseph Kennedy Sr. And upon finding out she's pregnant, she returned to Plains, Georgia. And she married James Earl Carter Sr. And not quite 9 months later, probably six, seven months later, little Jimmy Carter is born. Little Jimmy Kennedy Carter. People don't know about this. Margaret Thatcher was in New York. I think it was the New York Times interviewing, visiting with Jimmy Carter during the Reagan administration. No, I think it was actually during Carter's administration. And Thatcher asked Carter, why haven't you ever, you know, why don't you discuss the fact that Joseph Kennedy is your father? And Carter said, there's no comment. He didn't deny it, just said there's no comment. And somewhere, clear back at the bottom of a pile of articles, I was able to make a copy of the article out of the New York Times, I believe it was. And there it was in the black and the white, the last paragraph, would you know? Wouldn't you know the last paragraph? Not speculation. So for all the fact checkers, black and white, Margaret Thatcher, Jimmy Carter, interview documented in the black and the white. And no talk. No one wants to know the truth. Maybe Jimmy Carter has written a book. Maybe in the book he has acknowledged, finally. Then you have Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton, born supposedly to a rather common family, poor, you know, just, but the fact is he is a Rockefeller. His mother, I believe it was his mother, had a relationship with Winthrop Rockefeller out of Arkansas. He was the governor of Arkansas. And Jimmy is born. You cannot hide. America is like a huge desert. And coming across the desert are all these desert creatures. Spiders, snakes, Gila monsters, coyotes, you name it. But as it comes across the desert, American history, anything that touches that desert leaves evidence that it was there. And immediately it turns to granite so that it cannot be erased. All history in America, the truth is out there. It hasn't been erased, but the desert sand covers up the little footprints of these creatures, or the, you know, the sidewinder as it's traveling across the sand. But the minute it moves on, granite. The truth is there. And the reason is because God basically has demanded, commanded that all history in one way or another must be archived, and at God's time, in His timing, it will be revealed. This is why archaeologists going back to the sites where Bible prophecy supposedly took place, and they say, well, this didn't happen. And then they find the evidence that it did happen. Well, we're finding the evidence of what has been happening in this country for about 250, 300 years. The evidence is there. The evidence of families, of murderers, criminals, crooks, good people, godly people. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Moving Day. A Walk for Parkinson's is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
That's what we need to do. Function as a normal human being.
Friday,
11-1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section, Present Truth site. Also to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio site for the Sunday program from 10 to 1. You just need more hours. And that's also archived. The Olive Tree programs are also archived on 1360KHNC.com podcast section. The first hour of the weekday programs will also be on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I've got a lot to really present. Everything coming across this great vast desert floor, the minute it happens, the desert turns to granite. Everything is kept. Nothing is lost. Governments do not get Alzheimer's. They don't get sundowners. They don't get dementia. Everything is archived. military of this country archives every battle. The truth is known about what happened with Little Bighorn, with Custer. Somebody sold the Indians guns. Who was it? Jesse James, a.k.a. William Andrews Clark, who is the Clark County, Nevada, Las Vegas. That's William Andrews Clark. Everything is documented. Going back, the Catholic Church, going back, oh, what, 1,500 years, their archives are immense. Everything is documented. Literature that is not common to man is now on disc, is on documented in one way or another. The families of America, the truth of these families in America. John F. Kennedy, the half-brother to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's other half-brothers, Robert, Edward, etc. This is family. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, their cousins. And Bill, his father, Winthrop, his mother, it was had an affair with Winthrop, and little Jimmy was born, but to hide it. This is what the Rockefellers do. They must hide what happens in secret. Hillary, 90% chance that most likely, it's pretty much 100%, but just to be safe, I'll say 90%. Her father was Nelson Rockefeller. So Bill is Winthrop, David, and there were five Rockefeller boys, Morgan, Lawrence, David, Nelson, and Winthrop. And if I remember correctly, I think Winthrop was kind of a double hitter. And the family, and I would have to dig deep again for the documentation, but the family basically didn't, it wasn't good, wasn't accepted in society yet to be effeminate or to be a homosexual. So I think they asked him to move. So he moved to Arkansas. And in Arkansas, he becomes governor, becomes very powerful, continuing the family, the power structure of the family just extended now to Arkansas. David was not known to be a womanizer. He may have been secretly, but he was very careful. David, not much, if anything, has been reported about David being unfaithful to his wife. Lawrence, the same. Lawrence was a philanthropist like all of them, but not much known about his affairs with anybody other than his wife that I know of. And Morgan, very little is known about Morgan. Now, Nelson, on the other hand, Nelson was known to be a ladies' man. And there were times where there were photographs taken of Nelson and Hillary, especially during the time that Bill was president, and there was the big push to bring in Hillary Care, which eventually morphs into Obamacare, Hillary Care. And there was a meeting where she and I believe her father, Nelson, were having a discussion. And you could tell that he was more than just a father-son-daughter argument or scolding. He was scolding her. He wasn't. He was scolding her. Probably for not doing more to pass Hillary care. So Nelson, most likely, in my view, I don't see how Nelson could not be Hillary's father. My view. So Bill and Hillary are cousins. Hillary was very upset with Bill because he didn't spend much time with her because he was with others. And eventually, Hillary has Chelsea. Chelsea later, through investigations, Bill comes out publicly and states that he can't have children. He's not able to have children. But Hillary has Chelsea. So in comes Webb Hubble. And Webb Hubble worked with the Clintons in Little Rock. He was appointed, I think, Secretary General. I've got my notes here. I should take the time to turn around and get them. But they were involved in business dealings in the political world. Hillary had different lovers, Webb Hubble, and who was the guy that died? He was in the park strolling and he got the flu. What the heck was his name? Too many names. It's difficult remembering hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names. But I'll get it. Don't you worry.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding Vince your components Foster. To helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
That was
because you're mine.
Clinton 101 Webb Hubble. This was by Dr. Michael Dyer.
You better stop the thing that you do.
But here's what he said.
Watch out, I ain't lying.
He's talking about the Clintons, kind of the history of the drugs. Corruption, He says that I'd be remiss about talking about Webb Hubble. I need to address the single most shocking unsubstantiated rumor swirling around him for years. Many people believe Webster Hubble is the biological father of Chelsea Clinton. He's not a big fan of rumors. He said, I must admit, while considering these rumors, that two individuals do bear a striking resemblance of each other. I remember a quote by Webb Hubble in another article stating that Webb said he was very unhappy that she had his big lips. And since then, I believe Chelsea had surgeries. What do they call that when women have these surgeries on their face? They call them, I'll think of it. Don't worry, I'll think of it. I'll think of what that's called. Too many things to try to remember, but it's okay. I'll remember it. Plastic surgery. I told you she had plastic surgery to reduce the size of her lips, and I think a nose, part of a nose, too. So he says that there was an independent investigator, Robert Morrow. He quoted Bill Clinton as saying, quote, Bill Clinton says, quote, I shoot blanks. When inquiring further about Chelsea, Bill reportedly responded, oh, Webb sired her. Quote, Bill Clinton. Oh, Webb sired her. It's the black and the white. I read all these, these fact-checked people. It's okay. They never want to know the truth. There are people who are always looking to know the truth. We want to know the truth, talking about the truth. And the truth is right there in front of them, and they don't believe the truth. It's like someone who's a novice going out to hunt rattlesnakes in the desert. And they're not sure what's the difference between a rattlesnake and a garter snake. Well, you better know the difference, because the rattlesnake is going to bite you and you're going to die, most likely. A garter snake, it looks mean. I don't like them, but they're not going to hurt you. They eat bugs. They want us to be garter snakes to eat bugs too. So anyhow, Webb sired her. Then the National Enquirer reported that DNA from Webb Hubble, they obtained DNA from Webb Hubble at a book signing event, and subsequent DNA testing concluded that Hubble could not be excluded as Chelsea's father. The black and the white, National Enquirer. At a press conference, Morrow publicly asked Chelsea Clinton, has your mother ever told you that you're the daughter of Webb Hubble and not Bill Clinton? Chelsea calmly answered, I'm so proud to be my parents' daughter. Chelsea knows. She knows. Webb Hubble was also publicly asked if he was the father of Chelsea Clinton. An answer was even more revealing. He simply replied, no comment. This is what happens on this vast sand desert, on the desert floor of this vast, vast expanse of sand, and everything coming across leaves a trail. And that trail becomes anchored, set in granite. And then the sand fills all the evidence. The evidence is there, but it can't be seen because the evidence has been covered with sand. But you clear away the sand, the evidence is there. This is what God wants to happen in the United States of America. This is what God's intention is, that the American people will know the truth of all things that has happened in this country in every presidential race, with every law that has been passed, that everything would be known to the American people. The people of the world, they have more, they have a better idea of what has happened here than we do. We're a nation of leisure, of comfort. We're not a, you know, we have the best education available, not necessarily in the school systems, public school systems, but if even if you have the money and you don't really want to learn the truth, which many people don't want to know the truth, they just want to question. They question everything. Well, I take both sides, both positions. I'm not going to take one side or the other side. This is like an individual out in the desert trying to find a rattlesnake, but he can't take a position. Is that a garter snake, a rattlesnake? Is that a bull snake? What is that? Eventually, Christ said, or Paul said, or Peter, the Apostle Peter said, these people never ever find the truth. And what happens? Their lives eventually are completely destroyed. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Okay, well, in the next hour, we're going to discuss... Okay, we'll discuss what's happening with the Barry Satoru and his family. And Christ said that whatsoever you have spoken in darkness will be heard in the light. What you've spoken in the ear and the closets will be proclaimed upon the housetop. And nothing will be hidden. Everything that is on the desert floor, covered with sand, the winds, the Holy Spirit, the wind of God will clear that granite desert, and everything will be seen. Every family that was involved with making America what it is, every criminal, those who were responsible for the great colleges of America, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, they weren't the children of the devil. These were the Christian people. They built these universities for higher education and then taken by the system. The same with social media. Michael McKibben and his group of engineers, Leader Technologies, they create social media, taken by who? By the Rockefellers, by Mark Zuckerberg, Greenberg, Rockefeller, and his family, and by the U.S. government. Venture capitalist Michael Chandler. We'll loan you money, but we need a little. What are you doing? Give us a few patents. Let us see what your patents are. And they take everything. They steal it. It's documented on the granite desert floor. It's documented. Christ is coming. And in these days now, because of the internet is there and will be used by the good people of the world to blow the sand off the desert floor of history, so that everything that has been documented on this granite desert floor will be known. Men will know the truth if they want. Some men just don't want to know the truth. They want to just continue to speculate. They'll never know the truth. Not to the day that they take their last breath. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Hour two in a few minutes.
This is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glock.